Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Atlanta District Attorney bringing Georgia election charges against former President Trump may be forced off the case. USA's John Schaefer with more.
On Monday, the judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case. This consideration stems from concerns that she may have financially benefited from a personal relationship with her chief prosecutor on the case. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday to address motions seeking the removal of Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis due to allegations of an improper romantic involvement with Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor she hired. Additionally, Trump and his co-defendants are pursuing the dismissal of the entire case.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's latest hospitalization for emergent bladder issues will keep him from a key meeting of NATO allies in Brussels. The 70-year-old retired general was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Hospital on Sunday. Earlier in the year, he'd been hospitalized due to complications from surgery to treat prostate cancer. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says the situation concerns him.
The world is on fire right now, and if we're not projecting strength, but rather weakness, it only invites aggression and conflict and war, and that's precisely what we're seeing right now.
Snowplow crews will be busy throughout Tuesday in New York and many other parts of the Northeast.
And we will be prepared to plow every street, every highway, and every bike lane as soon as accumulations hit 2 inches or more.
Jessica Tisch is the Sanitation Commissioner in New York City. Forecasters are calling for between 6 inches and a foot of new snow across areas of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. There are also coastal flooding concerns along the mid-Atlantic coast. This is USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. That's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassig of Houston Police said the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle, opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. Two employees at a chemical facility close to Houston lost their lives after being fatally shot by a 35-year-old individual whose spouse had previously worked at the same plant. The tragic incident occurred at the thermal polymer plant located in Angleton. The perpetrator, identified as Bradley Jones, held the workers at gunpoint before carrying out the shootings. Authorities managed to apprehend him about 30 minutes away near the Texas coastline. President Biden is making light of concerns about his memory following the special counsel report that raised questions on his age. Speaking at a conference in Washington this week, Biden quipped about his longevity.
I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while.
The ABC network has given the green light to Golden Bachelorette, a spinoff slated for this fall following the success of Golden Bachelor. Teresa Nist from New Jersey captured Bachelor Jerry Turner's heart in the original series. The new spinoff will track a woman's journey to find love in her senior years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, it is Tuesday, February 13th. Valentine's Day just around the corner. Are you all ready for it? Huh? I'll tell you, the pressure of Valentine's Day, and especially on the guys. Well, what's gone here? I mean, I don't hear any pressure from the women, and Valentine's Day is supposed to be one of those mutual things, right? But it's the guys that must carry the day. And forget it, if you haven't already secured your restaurant reservation, you're done. I mean, it's just not going to happen because, of course, this is probably one of the biggest days in terms of restaurant occupancy and reservations all year long, and you know it's almost like trying to get a ticket to the Super Bowl. You've got to be well ahead of the throng and make sure you're well planned. But if you're like me and you're scrambling at the last minute because you just love to make magic on Valentine's Day, I mean, little do the women appreciate that. For guys, the thrill of victory is getting a reservation. Okay. And then you want gifts and chocolate and flowers on top of that? It's just too many hoops for us to jump through. And I think the challenge in all this on both sides is to manage the stress and the potential disappointment of it all. And hopefully that can be set aside and that, like the Bible says, love covers a multitude of sins, like the inability to secure a reservation or get the right box of chocolates or anything else for that matter. So my prayer is that it will be a happy and enjoyable and loving Valentine's Day for everyone, whether you're male or female or whatever you designate yourself to be. Fela McAleary is with us right now. I guess Ann could not join us. Every once in a while we get the dynamic duo together, which is awesome. But it's not to, underappreciate Phelan's, input on these issues. And we're going to be talking about, probably the least reported free speech trial of the century, among other things that he and his wife, Ann, cover on a regular basis. Phelan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill, and let's be honest, you'd rather have Ann.
No, that's not true. That's not true. that is true. I was looking forward to having both of you because I love it when I have both of you because, this is why you work so well together, because you're kind of the yin and yang. You balance each other off, and what you may see from your perspective, and then she comes in, adds her. And this is what makes your reporting, you know, so unique and advantageous because you play off each other so brilliantly.
Well, thank you, Bill. Okay. I agree. Yeah. I mean, yes, we were in Washington D.C. as you say, for the least reported, most important court case of a century.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mark Stein, the writer and broadcaster, Mark, who used to be the Tucker Show, was Rush Limbaugh's guest host, was being sued for the temerity for questioning a scientist and about global warming, for calling his work fraudulent. And, you know, it went to court in America, where there's supposed to be free speech.
Right.
It went to court and... You know, not to give away the ending or anything, but he lost the suit.
Mm-hmm. Well, the deal is that Mark he took a quote, from someone else and reposted it, right? It wasn't his origination, although it was interesting was the decision by the court was to penalize Mark Stein more than the person that was the source of the quote, which to me seemed pretty benign because I don't think that what injury did Michael Mann receive as a result of his science being challenged? Because I saw it as a mere challenge and a freedom of speech issue, as you said.
Well, no, I mean, it's madness. It's madness. He took the quote from someone else and said, I wouldn't go quite as far as that.
Right.
That's what he actually said. Right. He says, but I could say this and I could say that. And, I mean, the point he was making was Penn State University, they had just been found guilty of covering up for the child abuser, Jerry Sandusky. Michael Mann worked at Penn State. There were serious allegations about his veracity, about his research, and there was an independent investigation into him. And it turns out the investigation was not independent. It turns out that they messed with the investigation. But Mark didn't know any of that. Mark said, if you will cover up for a child abuser, why wouldn't you cover up for your star climatologist? Which is a perfectly valid point. He said, I wouldn't go as far as Rand went in his article, but this is serious. And the jury found that Rand Simberg should be nominal damages of $1 and punitive of $1,000. The Mark Stein nominal damages of compensatory damages of $1. So in other words, you cause no damage, but then punitive damages of $1 million. So you're getting punished for causing somebody no damage. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It was a DC jury. We didn't like Mark's science.
Right.
We didn't like Mark's politics.
Yeah, and that's, this is the thing that I find quite interesting here in our country, Phelim, is that you're supposed to be, judged by a jury of your peers, and when you've got 94% of the jury anti-conservative, the peer issue is missing here. In fact, there's a recent poll that was done, a study that was done by the J6 defendants. And they took a poll of Washington, D.C., and they found, I think it was like over 80% of the people believe that what happened on January 6th was an insurrection. So how can these people possibly get a fair trial when the judgment is a fait accompli?
Yeah. And, if anyone listened, we did a podcast on a show called Climate Change on Trial.
Right.
And Mark Stein won the case, there's no doubt about it. Mark Stein, Michael Mann never proved this case. Michael Mann didn't bring anyone to prove that he was damaged. Michael Mann didn't bring any documents to prove he was damaged. There was no emails, there was no text. He didn't bring any documents to show that Mark Stein knew what he was writing was wrong, which is an essential part of defamation. He didn't bring any documents to show that Mark Stein deliberately published it knowing it was wrong. But Mark lost the case. So if you want to go to climate change on trial, we did it in a really interesting way. We reenacted the most dramatic parts of the testimony and put it out in a daily podcast. But it's a chronicle of the end of justice in America.
It really is. You and Ann and the team just did a stellar job on, you know, breaking this down, because I know sometimes whenever you're dealing with court cases, it can be a bit confusing because, you know, you get the attorney speaking there. It's almost like you need somebody there to reinterpret and put it in understandable language, you know, for us all. Phelim, I hope you can stay with us for another, 10 minutes, because I've got more things to talk to you, particularly about this, and maybe you can help us understand how Rand Simberg, his role that he played in this, because he was basically the one that lit the match. So we've got more from Phelim.
Heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with Phelim McAleer. He and his wife, Ann McElhaney, are the indefatigable journalists, award-winning documentarians, filmmakers, husband and wife, and their you know, involvement in, you know, reporting the unreported stories that are happening, not only what we talked about earlier, and we're going to come back to that, talking about Michael Mann, the climate bully, and, you know, some more details there. But before we do, I wanted to have a moment with Phelan to talk about a couple of other projects, because when you go to their website, unreportedstorysociety.com, you will see for yourself the hard work that they're doing in reporting what you're not going to get from the mainstream media. The movie that you've done, My Son Hunter, for example, Phelan, is it really breaks down this obvious history that the mainstream media wants to ignore as they continue to offer cover for one Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a work of fiction based on a true story. But boy, it's getting more like a documentary every day. It's right. The story of Hunter Biden, which, you know, is a story of debauchery, corruption, cover-up, and lack of accountability. And that is just the theme, I think, of the Biden family and the Biden presidency. So it's Lawrence Fox is a brilliant actor. Gina Carano is in it, directed by the great Robert Davi, veteran Hollywood actor and director, written by Brian Godawa, who people might know also. It's a great work, and it's a great chronicle of our times. As you say, we're called the Unreported Story Society because people won't tell these stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the thing is sometimes it's hard for people to reconcile because, look, we're all human, we all make mistakes, but what makes Hunter's situation, you know, so important for us to understand is that you have to look at the harm that has done when you make a mistake. You know, there are innocent mistakes, I think we can say, within the experience of life, but there are mistakes, even sometimes, that can be innocent, but yet very damaging. But in this particular case, as you go through the chronology of Hunter's life journey, man, there's a lot of mess here. And as much as you want to forgive because you need to be forgiven, this stuff is really, really corrupt. And it's sad. And it's a sad commentary, especially on someone, you know, for a family that has served our country, you know, for 50 plus years. I'm talking about the Biden family. But like anything, when you're around that kind of power and influence, and you use it to serve yourself instead of the constituency that brought you into the office, that becomes problematic. And there is conflict that's clear here that, you know, the public has been stifled in being helped to understand what's going on because of the political cover here, right?
Yeah, look, as I said often, you know, we weren't trying to make fun of Hunter Biden's addictions or difficulties, you know. Being Irish, we know a lot about addiction. and we invented alcoholism, you know, I believe. It's one of our greatest exports. So we're not there to make fun of people or to try and make fun of people's difficulties. But you know, I think what we were saying was that rather than get his son help, Joe Biden used him as a bag man, as a man out getting the money for the family.
Right.
And the money then went from Hunter Biden's account to Joe Biden's account and to other members of his family, for money from the Chinese government, money from the Russian government, money from the Ukrainian government, money from the Romanian government. And it just kept coming again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these are questions that the mainstream media should have been asking questions about. It's all there in his hard drive. Instead, they ran cover for the story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're the Unreported Story Society. We were determined to tell this story.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phelan, let's highlight right now in the next couple of minutes, because I do want to get back to the climate bully and this trial of the century against free speech and climate. the whole climate argument is the Obamagate movie. Summarize that, if you would, please.
Well, I mean, it was based on our original movie that we did called, it's a play called FBI Lovebirds Undercovers.
Yes.
FBI Lovebirds Undercovers. And it's basically, we filmed it, but we put it on as a play in D.C. as well. It's the text messages of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page acted by actors, only using text messages and emails that they sent each other. And it's this wonderful combination of teen romance slash plot to bring down a legitimately elected president.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the people who were having the affair but also plotting to investigate Trump's presidential campaign because they feared him being elected.
Yeah.
And, you know, the insurance, it was originally going to be called the insurance policy because they said we need to start the investigation now as an insurance policy in case Trump gets elected.
Mm-hmm.
They were not happy with the idea that Trump should be president, so they used the FBI powers and the FBI warrant powers and the powers of investigation to try and bring him down before he was elected.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were some other insurance policies, and I haven't seen the movie, honestly, yet to tell you or even, you know, commentate on it appropriately, Phelan, but there was other insurance policies that were instituted by the Obama administration. People forget there were something like 4,000, 4,000 supporters within the government of the administration that Obama had transferred into the bureaucracy to make them, you know, to kind of ensure that there would be, you know, bumper guides in the Trump administration, that there was only so much damage he could do, not to mention the participation of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats that were just bound and determined to resist at every turn.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mark Stein often makes the point, actually, that this idea of being elected in November but not taking power to January was fatal for Trump, actually, and it's not normal in the democratic society. You know, literally, the British government, sometimes the British Prime Minister will lose a vote of confidence in the House of Commons. They leave the next morning at 9 a.m. They leave Downing Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The removers come in that night and they pack everything and they leave.
Mm-hmm.
They're out. They're gone. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to give a press conference on the streets of Downing Street, but they leave the press conference and leave by the back door and they never go back as Prime Minister.
Yeah, it's amazing because it does give, as we go through the transition, it gives the opposition opportunity there, and they took full advantage, as James Comey said, that he knew that they were early in the administration. He got in there and, laid some landmines there, and it took out one of Donald Trump's key counsels. We've got about a minute left here, so Michael Mann, the climate bully, summarize this once again. This case of against free speech and climate.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, they're already saying it's not just about climate now. They're talking about you can't criticize COVID scientists as well.
I was expecting that to follow. Exactly.
Yeah. So the elites are now beyond criticism, and you can—I mean, you'll get a great breakdown of it on our podcast, Climate Change on Trial. It's the end of free speech. It's the end of criticizing our betters, our elite. Just
exactly.
Take your medicine and shut up.
That's right. Well, and our medicine is about to be delivered if the globalists get their way by the WHO, the WHO, that sarcastically did such an outstanding job in their mismanagement and their role in dealing with COVID, and now we're going to surrender our sovereignty to them? This is absolutely crazy. Stay tuned for details. Phelan McAleer, thank you so much for being with us.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Some Republican lawmakers want a special counsel's statements regarding President Biden's age and memory taken more seriously. Texas GOP Congressman Mike McCall says he's worried about Biden having those memory lapses in high-stakes one-on-one closed-door meetings, like perhaps a meeting with the King of Jordan, like on Monday.
I think this really calls into question our national security.
Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. The money in graphics and gaming is real. Nvidia is currently the fourth most valuable public company in the world. Shares in the chip company rose, pushing its market cap to $1.83 trillion, moving it ahead of both Alphabet and Amazon. The stock has risen 17,000% over the past decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Jeff Kemp going to be joining us in just a second. No sooner is one Super Bowl over than, you know, for guys, it's Super Bowl part due with Valentine's Day tomorrow. Hopefully, just like everybody that participated in the Super Bowl, it's all about, you know, that one day. Yes, it all comes to a head, but what is enveloped in that one day is a lot of preparation, you know, getting up to Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl Sunday that we saw along with millions of others. And, you know, in a sense, you almost feel the same way, you know, for Valentine's Day, because if you're a procrastinator and you scramble for the last minute, as I admittedly confessed to you earlier, then you put yourself in a bit of liability. Just like if you're going to play a Super Bowl game, you can't be doing this by the seat of your pants, can you, Jeff Kemp?
No, you got to be prepared, man. You got to plan ahead and be intentional.
That's right, and especially Valentine's Day. But, you know, in all fairness, Jeff, I just say guys feel the pressure. I feel, being a guy, of course, you know, I think more than women do on Valentine's Day, and Valentine's Day should be kind of a mutual expression, should it not be? And that's not to give any guys outs there, but I'm just, you know, I'm sure I'm probably upsetting, you know, the gender, you know, atmosphere here. But, no, with all due respect, I mean, it should be kind of a shared responsibility, should it not?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that men need to do Valentine's the same way as a woman might. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't need to be a marketed thing, which is what most of these type things turn into, you know, the Hallmark category of what to do and the balloons and this. Honestly, as someone that wants to know that you love them and place them above anyone else in your life, wants to know you thought of them. Mm-hmm. And a personal note, a plan to have a date, a plan to give, you know, 10 hugs and 10 kisses during the day of Valentine's, and a little special thought, thoughtful gift that means something to them. It doesn't need to be the fancy stuff. And I'm consoling myself with that because I'm not really good at following through on, you know, the big purchases and fancy plans. But I'm going to write personal notes to my sweetie. And she's still got a note on the mirror that I wrote a couple of years ago about how awesome, beautiful, and wonderful she is. She left it on the mirror.
How does that make you feel when they cherish something like that? You know, I mean, here it is, a couple of years, a message that is the gift that keeps on giving. How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel great that she feels loved, you know?
Right.
Because sometimes the things I forget to do or do make her not feel like she's at the top of my list. But when she says, you know, a note or something I wrote on the mirror, puts the card in a special spot, that reminds me that she feels my love, and I think that's key. So do what's personal, do what's creative, and don't feel obligated, you know. And I'm not stopping guys from doing, you know, nice fancy gifts and meals and roses and flowers. All that's, you know, super. But do something personal and let them know what you really think and feel.
Yeah, it involves a little creativity and a little thought, you know, and some planning. You know, to go out and buy a box of chocolates or order some flowers, you know, that's one way. I mean, it says that you've committed, you were a bit intentional, but like you, Jeff, I find the things that that are, you know, that are creative, that do not match up with a fancy, you know, 5-star dinner that you pay hundreds of dollars for, and you think you're buying a Super Bowl ticket or something. But you know, that comes and goes. But so, you know, like a post-it note, just a thought, something that is there that just captures the moment. I think that's kind of the opportunity, guys, that is before us, is to, you know, just think about it, you know, and be, as Jeff said, to be intentional. You know, don't be like that guy that says to his wife, look, I told you I loved you 20 years ago. And, you know, if I change my mind, I'll let you know. Right?
I'll tell you, you know what we're talking about? Take an investor mentality instead of a consumer mentality this Valentine's Day. If, you know, important for husbands and wives. Don't set your expectations super high of what they're going to do for you. Set your expectations of what you're going to do to demonstrate and express your love for them, and then follow through on it as an investor. And boy, when two people invest, the investments really grow.
But you get compound, really special compound interest in that case, right?
Right on.
Yeah.
So happy Valentine's Day. Let's make it happy by investing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, so we look forward to hearing all these great stories and, you know, that maybe we've encouraged you for just a moment, because look at, you still have time, you know, before the big day, you know, to put some thought into this and come up with, you know, some creative, some unique sort of way, you know, cause guys are creative. I mean, we, you know, it's kind of interesting when they take the time. We can come up with some pretty good ideas that are really special and designed, you know, for that special someone in your life. Hey, I wanted to talk just a moment because of your, you know, football career, and we just came off of, you know, Super Bowl, and we had two quarterbacks, which I think this is the first time, at least that I can remember, Jeff, that we had two quarterbacks that are, you know, that are committed men of faith. I mean, they reserved no comment whatsoever when it came to, you know, is Patrick Mahomes giving glory to God, and then you got Brock Purdy, you know, talking about Psalm 23 being his go-to Psalm. You know, these are men, you know, performing in a world, doing the best they can to honor their God and their faith.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's the first time there's been two quarterbacks. I think there have been many, many quarterbacks, both in the past and particularly these days. I watched the NFL Honors the other night, and probably 7 out of 8 of the primary awards for most valuable offensive and defensive and most valuable rookie, man of the year who does service in the community, Cam Hayward, at least 7 of the 8 all started their comments by thanking God, crediting God, saying, I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think what you're seeing is quarterback and the NFL is a very, very, very high-pressure job.
Yeah.
And it's real easy to get overbloated with pride and make a bunch of mistakes in the off season, or, you know, not be the humble servant that you need to be. And character and faith in Christ go together, and excellence and yet humility. And we saw it, you know, C.J. Stroud, Rookie of the Year, Brock Purdy says, my identity isn't Mr. Irrelevant or Mr. Relevant. My identity is my faith in Christ. He anchors me. And Jesus Christ is the center of my life. So I love seeing guys not only credit God, like Patrick Mahomes did at the end of the game, and Purdy does, you know, consistently, but articulate that God is the anchor of their identity, and he's their operating system. And that's something that Brock Purdy has made very clear, that Jesus Christ is the center of his identity, and living that faith is the way he stays calm and doesn't go up and down with all the craziness.
Exactly. Well, I got to think, Jeff, and you've been there. I mean, as a QB holding the football and 300 pounds of humanity coming your way, that's kind of a religious experience, I would think.
It makes you pray, but more importantly, the relationship with God, not just getting some protection in the moment. And we all can turn to the Lord.
Without a doubt. You know, one of the things that, you know, we were talking about the other day, you know, they always capture, you know, the winning, you know, MVP player or something, it seems to be. And, you know, oh, you just won, you know, the most valuable player award in this year's Super Bowl. What are you doing next? Well, we're going to Disneyland. And I didn't see that. And then suddenly yesterday, I mean, I did catch that. But I was thinking, you know, I'm just waiting for somebody saying, you know, what's next for you, Patrick Mahomes? You just won MVP. He goes, what's next for me is heaven. I'm going to heaven. You know?
Yeah. The ultimate and lasting Super Bowl.
Imagine.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it,
season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Good talk. Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The attacks on one Donald Trump are incessant, right? If it was happening to Democrats, I mean, you would hear them howling, you know, from the beginning of the day to the end of the night about election interference. But, you know, the Democrats can't help themselves for lots of reasons. They're freaking out because they know what they're against. They have a poor showing another 4 years, which shouldn't be a surprise to America. And hopefully they're connecting the dots here. We had 8 years of Barack Obama and his policies, and they were awful. They were terrible. And how he even got reelected, it still remains a mystery. Some people, I'll let you put on your conspiracy hats if you want and come up with your own reasons, but it's still a mystery to me how we would continue to elect somebody that was failing. But, you know, okay, so he's 8 years. Then we get 4 years in the midst of all kinds of Russian delusion, resistance by Nancy Pelosi et al., and you've got a true CEO, the first time in a long time, if ever, in the White House, that is managing the business in the midst of all this resistance and interference, even before he even took office, okay? You know, the Democrats were just hell-bent on, you know their own... Their own perspective and worldview about Donald Trump was that Donald Trump was the worst guy ever. That he would destroy the country, would destroy democracy as we knew it, whatever, you know, that means. And that it would just be unbearable, that the country would just go to hell in a handbasket, really. And look what happened. Energy independence, border is secure, international standing and national security is back in place. China, who had been ripping us off for years under democratic policies, were paying us $400 billion in sanctions, in evening out the trade discrepancy, leveling out the playing field. Middle East peace about to break out with the Abraham Accords. On and on, all these wins, and America, I don't know, you know, 82 million people, I guess, got tired of winning. And said, this is untenable. And so, you know, the story continues. Orange Man, we cannot have. And you got Colorado, this Colorado ballot case that is before the Supreme Court. And here to commentate on this is the law enforcement veteran and CEO founder of InvestUSA. Michael Letts, good to have you with us this morning. How are you, sir?
Always a privilege to be with you. It's a great day. A lot going on in America.
Yep, a lot going on, and we need to, wake up. I think more and more Americans are waking up to the reality of the clear contrast that is there between the Democratic policies and the policies of Donald Trump. And I delineate it that way because not all Republicans are on board with the policies that America was so successful, which is amazing to me. But that really is the dividing line between, the forgotten man and woman and the establishment that wants to drive our country into a globalist, conclusion here, Michael.
Bill, you're exactly right. And just, of course, the most recent things in the last few hours, the Senate trying to rush through a foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and others, and even having 20-some Republicans joining it. What's the frustrating part about it, Bill, is I think America is becoming very cognizant and very aware it's time that America's needs be taken care of before we fund anybody else.
Exactly.
That seems to be the outcry across the country. I travel all across the country, handing out vests, talking to people. That's resoundingly what I'm hearing. And yet you have members in the Senate who are supposed to be Republican totally ignore what the constituents want and determine to do their will anyway. I think the American people are just about had all they can take out of it.
Exactly. Well, and it's no wonder. I mean, here we are. We're spending billions to protect other people's borders while our border remains wide open. It's upside down. I mean, and here, Donald Trump was asking for a fraction of the billions of dollars that these guys are throwing around for another endless war and conflict. And, what's the cause? I mean, particularly in Ukraine, Nikki Haley has a perception on this, but I'm not convinced that's the way it is. But I am convinced of this, Michael, I will tell you. I think Donald Trump is spot on. I think that if Donald Trump was president, he'd solve the problem in 24 hours.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I do think the perspective on why we're pushing so much for these wars is, quite frankly, we have an industry that benefits by it, and they know how to kick money back to people that support it.
Exactly.
And so, I think that's what the American people are slowly beginning to realize. These people that we elect are supposed to represent us and take our interests at heart.
Our interests are subordinated to the people with the money. I mean, I keep reminding everybody, when people go and you elect them and they go to D.C. on day one of their orientation, the freshman entrants are told very clearly that, their number one job isn't about their constituency. It's about getting reelected. And the only way to get reelected is you need money, lots of picking money. And that lots of picking money is on K Street. It's with these oligarchs and these special interests that subordinate the interest of your constituency. And this is why, Michael, there is such an exodus out of these individual parties, the Democrat and Republican Party alike, and people are declaring themselves to be more independent because they're sick and tired of party politics that doesn't serve them, does not serve their interest, and has them at each other's throats and, pits us against one another as opposed to uniting us as Americans. There should be, above all, a common interest for all Americans, and that's what we should rally around. And unfortunately, there's not a political party right now that is bringing us together. Forget about what Joe Biden has said, because everything that he promised to do, he's done exactly the opposite. He said he would unite this country. He's divided us. He said that there would be, credibility and there would be honesty in his administration and they would be transparent, and they're the least transparent. And he continues to lie. And some of this stuff you can put up to, what the special counsel determined, that he's feeble minded. And that he shouldn't, because of his feeble-mindedness, that he shouldn't be held into account because he's just, he's incompetent. Well, that's pretty scary. He's incompetent to be responsible and accountable for his actions, but yet he's the president of the United States with the nuclear codes.
You're exactly right. And he's boxed himself into a corner. He is too incompetent to face accountability for his actions, but he wants you to think he's competent enough to maintain the nuclear codes. The two can't coexist, Bill.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, getting on this Colorado ballot deal, I mean, it's all based on, you know, Amendment 13, Article 3. And it was interesting. And again, this is why words matter. When the word insurrection first came out, you know, after January 6th, boy, that red flagged me. You know, Michael, I don't know about you, but I said, whoa, right? And so when you realize, if you haven't read the Constitution and you read Article 3, it specifically says insurrection. So, you know, that was the tie down because they're trying to get, you know, but yet, you know, Donald Trump, you know, they used it initially quite a bit and they kind of let it lie low for a while. And Joe Biden, as the president of the United States, said that Donald Trump was an insurrection. How dare he make that statement? Donald Trump was never convicted of insurrection, but yet he's being treated as if he was, right?
That's correct. He was never even indicted for insurrection. Much less convicted, which is what I find amazing in this particular situation. Are we saying that America has gotten to the point where I can just throw out an accusation and you automatically get treated as if you've been convicted by the accusation that I make?
Well, I think that's what the Supreme Court was asking. I think the Supreme Court was asking that very question when they challenged the attorneys, right, on this Colorado ballot case. Because if that is the case, then, boy, the states, any state could disqualify. And again, you talk about election interference. This is of another dimension here.
Well, I think that's why this case is so important, Bill, is this is the very foundation of democracy. Mm-hmm. If for some reason Colorado were allowed to proceed and do what they are, we no longer have a free country. We no longer have a democracy. We don't have anything because, quite frankly, the will of the people will be just pushed to the side, and it'll be the will of the bureaucrats to decide who you can and can't vote on.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well not even vote at all. If that's the case, just go ahead and pick it. Spare us the time having to go to the ballot.
Exactly. Well, Chief Justice Roberts, I know that he is reluctant to get in on these things, but I'll tell you, the country really needs the Supreme Court at this point, even to a degree. I know that, you know, Jack Smith asked for an accelerated response, you know, from the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court says, no, we're going to stay with due process. But this thing is so wearing on the voter, on the electorate, that it's almost like you need the Supreme Court to come in and just say, stop it. You know, to tell these courts to behave themselves and to put them back in order because they're out of order, Michael Letts. And this is, you know, this is not good for this country to have this kind of animus that's, you know, continuing to grow and mount up and coming into another election. And, we already know and are seeing the planning and the plans that are in effect for the Democrats. They don't have a pandemic to work with, but they can't help themselves. You know, cheaters are going to cheat. And we need to be real vigilant about this particular election and honor the electoral process, right?
No question, Bill. And quite frankly, I see a massive tsunami of change coming, and it's not going to be good for the liberals.
Well, and it shouldn't be. And we've been anticipating this for quite a while, Michael, to be honest with you. I thought it was going to happen in 2020. But maybe, you know, for the good of all concerned, that the shroud would be removed. People would see everything. And I believe the Democratic Party is going to have a very severe price to pay, rightfully so, for the sake of democracy, my friends.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know something?